He's a role model. 7, 1, 2, 5. Are we doing this right?
Jeez.
Look, I made fire. Oh, fire.
Fucking Neanderthal.
Magic. Fire.
Oh.
Ooh.
Damn.
With the swiftness.
You're pretty fast with those new eyes.
Those new eyes changed his life, huh?
For our listeners, we're smoking a whiskey glass right now. With some oak wood. You never looked at the camera, by the way. God damn, this guy cannot take direction. Well, show everybody your new looks.
Well, I was trying to save the fucking mic.
I know, you were multitasking.
Gentleman's pour.
Pass it along.
Bro, you got fucking 3 more glasses to do.
I know.
We're doing all?
Yeah, you guys don't want a glass?
Oh, no, shit. I'm good right now. I have beer.
Oh, well then.
So I then guess. I want one.
You don't want one? Try it Eric, first. Do you want it?
I guess I'll have one too.
Peer pressure.
That was, we saw all the peer pressure just happen. Every little step of it.
Every little step.
Every little step.
Keep the cup there for a while, smoky, because you won't taste anything.
Are you fucking serious?
What?
Fuck, dude. You want to be like me so much.
Why? Because I said every little step?
Just leave it like that for a while and then do another
one. When you look back at this, what time is it? Put that time down.
Time stamp or what? What? Yeah. What just happened? What did I miss?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's because I repeated something.
Yeah, but
what happened?
Nothing.
Tell the listeners. Tell me.
Shit. I think he wants to be like me. What's going on right now?
Damn, Eric's sitting down with that burning shit over there. Just leave it for a little bit. Let it smoke the cup. I'm already drinking this one though.
There's 4 in there, or there's 3 now, or now there's 1. Sick ass math.
Alright.
That's kind of like a perfect shape wood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For this occasion. Because you could have put another one right here. Like, had all 4 of them right there.
I feel like you could be like fucking cooking some meat in the fucking wilderness and slap some wood, some fucking steaks on that bitch.
It looks like a steak.
It looks like a fucking fatty steak.
Stop trying to be like me, dude. That's the shit he tried to pull at me earlier. That's so fucking stupid. Dumbass.
That's what you did?
I hope you can look back at that and be like, oh yeah, that was kind of dumb. What an idiot.
I thought he had said one of your catchphrases.
I know,
something.
Yeah.
Catchphrase?
Yeah, your face.
Oh,
sick burn. The forehead.
Sick burn. That was a burn. Fucking, I catch myself watching The 70s Show a lot on Netflix.
That's fucking great.
I always watch
because you like watching rapists.
Rapists? Who the fuck's a rape? Oh, fucking Hyde.
Damn, it's delicious.
Your favorite comedian's a rapist. Your 2 favorite comedians are pedophiles or sexual deviants.
Oh, man. So if you guys don't know what he's talking about, news came out yesterday about Brian Callen. Supposedly raped someone. Which I don't fucking believe.
Supposedly raped someone and then he came on to like a chick in like a dressing room or something, right? I don't believe any of that shit.
Well, the story is that the one that's saying that that raped him or he raped
Martin
is like it's a friend. It's a friend of his. And I guess they were hanging out and, you know, they kissed and whatever. And he was just like pretty much pressuring her and basically raped her, supposedly. Huh. But I feel like
she hooked up with them and then she had a boyfriend. Like, oh, and then she was like, fuck, I fucked up. This guy doesn't even want to be with me. Now I cheated on my boyfriend, so I need something to tell my boyfriend.
When was this, though? How long ago did they say?
20 years ago or some shit. I don't know. It was a long time ago.
But there's also a conspiracy because how Joe Rogan got fucking the 100 million from Spotify. So there's someone out there is a hater, so started digging into shit, couldn't find anything on him. So he moved to the next guy, which is Joey Diaz. And Joey Diaz shut them up. And then they got D'Elia. And then now they got fucking Brian Callen. So they're just going after his friends now.
So I wonder if Brendan Schaub's going to cry on...
Well, they're supposed to have an emergency podcast tonight.
Are they?
Yeah, Brian kind of wanted to address it. I mean, and that was actually one of my topics. It's like, I feel bad for the guy. Like, if you've been watching Fire the Kid for the longest, he gets breaks and then like shit, everything goes to shit. Like he's always been like trying, struggling yeah, actor type.
Like
guy.
The Joker shit. Like I thought he was like, oh fuck, he's on the Joker.
Yeah, no, I was like, fuck oh, yeah.
And next thing you know, like Bobby Lee say, like Bobby Lee's Bobby Lee said one time, he's like, so yeah, I went to go see the Joker and all I saw was. Those you
Academy Award.
Academy Award. Give him an Oscar. Give him an Oscar.
Yeah, give him an Oscar. Like, fucking, yeah, like, you know, he'll get a show and then he'll get canceled or just shit doesn't really pan out. So, him and Chris D'Elia had this whole thing where they were like fucking talking to each other on Instagram and it was pretty funny. They'll talk shit on each other. And apparently, Netflix got wind of that and they pitched a show and it was supposed to come out on Netflix. Like, that was going to be a big break for Brian Callen and Chris D'Elia. It was going to be like a prank show of them two. Chris D'Elia goes and gets caught fucking trying to talk to younger girls or whatever, allegedly, and that fucked it up for Callen. And then all of a sudden now, I feel it's because he's associated with D'Elia, they just went hard on him, and he's just kind of like a victim of that whole situation.
Fucked up. Super fucked up.
You see culture just going at people.
Oh, Martin.
Yeah.
I don't make enough money. You don't fuck about my poor ass.
Oh, they do.
And I've never done anything in my life.
Never done anything in my life. Yeah, it's fucked up. I wonder, like, what he's going to say today. He's probably just going to fucking, like, deny it and...
Yeah. I think he already denied it, but I think he's going to probably, like, go on a big rant about how this is bullshit, how people are getting their lives ruined over, like, lies or allegations.
I think it's a lose-lose, though, because even if he speaks out or if he doesn't, it's kind of like... The media and everything already says that you've done this, you know what I mean? So
the news is already out there, so there's already like a select group that doesn't even watch the podcast that already assumes, oh, that's the guy that...
And also fucking, I was telling you about her in the car on the way over here, Amy Schumer is fucking on top of it, of course, like already like talking shit.
About it?
Yeah. She thinks she's like the front line for the females, I believe.
That's like Whitney Cummings, same thing. Yeah. She was like Chris D'Elia's good friend and all of a sudden she's like, oh yeah, he's a creep and da, da, da. Like
Did she say hard on him?
Yeah, not damn. Exactly that he's a creep, but she said something like, "Yeah, that's straight like predatory behavior and like fucking."
I also believe she did all that one because she's a bitch, and two is because she's close friends to him and she's part of the women movement or whatever. So she kind of had to go hard on him too. Like he kind of turned his back on him.
Yeah, she plays to be like the voice of feminists.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I don't know, that whole thing's fucking wild. But the conspiracy theory is interesting, that what they're saying. Who is it that said it?
Sam Tripoli.
You know how him and Eddie Braj, like Eddie Bravo, they fucking do all that conspiracy shit.
They're saying all in the same camp, though, too.
Yeah, they're saying that's the reason. So Rogan's obviously becoming super popular, and he leans more left, but he has very conservative views. So obviously, the left side doesn't like that. So he's getting, like, this huge fucking voice. And he's getting, like, all this praise. And, you know, he's basically, like, the biggest radio show right now. And so they're saying that they're just attacking, basically, his soldiers and taking down his people. And then eventually that'll make him crumble.
All right, he's going to move to Texas, build a big-ass compound. And I'll buy a ticket.
Yeah, there's no way that's going to make him crumble.
Yeah, 100% it's not.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's not going to stop them from trying. And this is just a conspiracy theory. So
it's just fucked up.
Yeah. Fucking people just fucking had nothing to do and bored and fucking looking for people. Bullshit. Speaking about Brian Callen, he's also on one of my favorite shows right now, Kingdom on Netflix.
He's on it?
Yeah, he's in it.
But it's not a stretch how he acts. That's how he...
He just says the same shit.
That's how he does that voice on the podcast. So
you
want to
fight?
Yeah.
You want to fight? Just take the fight.
And he acts like checking him out. Like
kind of gay. Like,
yeah, sort of.
He's the same shit.
He has that like accent like he did in Hangover?
Yeah.
Well, didn't he grow up out in... didn't he like live in India and stuff for a while?
Yeah.
Because his Pakistan, dad was...
Pakistanian. Well, he's his national... Well, he was actually born in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
But he's American because it was on the base. But yeah, he did grow up in Pakistan or
said
something.
Manila, like Philippines. Yep.
Yeah, but that show is fucking tight. Kingdom, you guys got to watch it. Well, Martin's been watching it. And I'm also excited that Peaky Blinders is shooting again. released the name of the first one.
For that.
Still haven't been able to get back
into it.
What do you mean back into
it? You never got into it?
I watched the first season. It was really fucking good.
Dude, I love the first season, but it gets better. Yes. And then better.
That's what everyone keeps saying. And then
I try to, now you can see.
But I start the second season, and then all of a sudden it's just the first two episodes are slow as fuck, and I can't get past them.
Dude, but that show is so good with the bad guys too. Like the bad dudes, like the ones that go against each other, well, technically they're the bad guys, but the people that go after them, they're super good on all of them.
Oh, all the different gangs?
All the different gangs, all the different bosses.
My favorite one was the last one. The dudes that would sing before they fucking did some shit.
The Something Boys.
That's a real gang. I looked it up. I forgot they were called, though.
But. So this one, the new one's going to be coming to America, right?
I'm not sure.
The brother wanted to come. The youngest, remember?
I don't know.
He did, though.
Oh, yeah, his brother, John.
Oh, but then there was like all kinds of fucking.
But then he was beefing with Michael. Traitors. With Michael and his fucking wife.
Well, Michael's the one that wanted to come.
No, but they sent the John out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that we already saw that. John came back, remember? Oh, yeah, that's right. With his wife, and then they try to like convince him to like, oh yeah, we gotta fucking.
No idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, what you doing? Yeah.
Dude, that's a good ass fucking show. Yeah, badass fucking show.
So what's the. Is there a complete difference of how you can see now and everything like that?
So explain why you have those fucking crazy ass X-Men glasses on. For the viewers, what is going on right now? See this right here? This is a new look. 2020. Gucci edition.
Gucci edition. I'm about to try out for the NBA.
The new Yeezys.
The NBA. Yeah. He's fucking, was it Karl Malone that had that shit?
The wheelchair NBA.
The goggles?
Yeah. The goggles?
No, I just got LASIK. Just got LASIK Friday.
Experience Friday sounded morning. Crazy. Like I thought they put you under. You were just
no. You're wide awake. They just give you a Xanax. So you calm the fuck down.
Fuck that.
But
dude.
Even with that, like I was kind of screaming in my head for like half of it. It was weird.
How he was explaining it is like let's say if you put like VR goggles on, and then someone's like cleaning like a window. They're literally cleaning your eyes, scraping them. Cutting shit, and you're just like seeing that.
You don't feel shit on your eyes?
No, they put these like numbing.
They put up a shit ton of numbing drops in your eyes, so you can't feel it.
Oh, fuck that still. Though.
How's your eyes? Do they have something having your eyes open?
Yeah, so they tape your eyelashes up, and then they tape your bottom eyelashes down. Then they get those clamps that go in there and then open up your eye. Oh. So you can't blink at all.
That shit hurt my eyes.
And then as you're laying there, they're like, stare at that green dot and don't stop looking at that green dot. And they're like, if that would make me the most nervous,
like, I know I'd be like, I just want.
Yeah,
to
they're like, they're up. Like, if you look away from that green dot, they're gonna fuck up. You're like, oh shit, like, and they're gonna have to recalibrate. It's gonna take a lot longer. Like that's what they say. The nurses tell you that. They're like, it's gonna take longer if you don't look at the green dot.
Like, so what are they doing? It's a laser or because he's
what they do is they slice open the top layer of your eyeball,
and you see all that.
They pull the flap open. And then from there, they start moving your lens around and start cleaning it. And then they get it ready for the laser that they're about to shoot into it to reshape it. But while you're doing it, like while they're doing that, right. The doctor's just like, oh yeah, so your vision's going to start to get a little blurry. And then it does, like, it's just like hazy film over your eye. And he's like, and now you can't see. And all of a sudden, just black. Like, there's just nothing there.
That's the scariest part.
And I'm laying down, and I'm like, and I'm fucking blind. Like, this motherfucker just blinded me. I'm fucked.
Imagine if he fucked up, and he was just like, and now you can't see.
Yeah, and there goes your eye. Oh, oops. Like,
Rachel, we're going to have to write this one up again.
How did it go? Was it like when they turn off the TV, it just goes like that? Like, it's just like a little shh.
It just goes from like fuzzy and then immediately just pitch black.
Oh, that's fucking nuts, dude.
And then there's nothing there. But you could still kind of feel pressure like of him moving around. And then like this machine fucking goes into your eyeball and like.
Why can't they fix people that are blind?
Because that's a whole different thing. That's like
what I figured.
That's the nerves. The nerves that
you would think you could fucking. replace some shit just because they can.
Well, I mean, I've seen something. I'm not sure how real this shit is, but it's like a kind of like a camera. They put like a little camera thing in there, and it kind of projects to your brain. You can see, but I don't know how real that shit is.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. Elon Musk. Just throw it out there. Elon Musk.
That what you just explained is kind of like some serial killer shit.
What?
Like in those movies where they put them to sleep, but they're like cutting off their body parts and all that shit, but they're still awake.
They just paralyze them. Yeah, but that's exactly how that felt.
And
they
keep shit.
Yeah, I could just fix
giving
them
shots of adrenaline, right, to keep them alive.
Yeah, and that's exactly how that fucking felt. Because you're just like laying there, and you're like, if I move, they're gonna fuck up my eyes. But
fuck that.
He
dude.
Just blinded me. So like, what the fuck do I do? Like, there is that tiny bit of panic of like, fuck, like I can't see right now. He just fucked up my eye, and then he's like, you're gonna feel some pressure, and then this machine just fucking goes down. Imagine like a tube, like. From like a paper towel tube that fits over your eye, and it just like squeezes in, like
sucks it.
Yeah, it squeezes in there real deep, and you just feel that pressure. Like, just it almost feels like it's going into your.
But it's not pain. It's more of it's just being
pressure.
Scared.
It's pressure. Yeah, like someone's just shoving a tube into your eye, like it's,
basically it, like this.
Yeah, like that. Like that fucking thing just getting shoved around your eye. And then you could just feel things moving around a little bit.
But your eyesight just fucking day and night. Like it's totally different now.
Yeah.
Like day and night.
Afterwards, just like right after.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
That's cool.
That's but they're super like, cool. But right after that, your eyes are super sensitive. So like all the fucking lights that are in there are just 10 times as bright. Like if you're just the most hungover.
So it's HD now?
Yeah, it's just super bright. So like when you turned on that fucking light, I was like, oh, God. Yeah. Like,
you think you're better than people knew?
I've always been better than people.
So what you're saying is you're a RoboCop now.
No, I'm not a robot yet.
I said RoboCop.
Yeah, okay, it's in the future.
Did they do both eyes?
Yeah.
At the same time?
No, they did one, then they did the other.
The whole time you were explaining, I was thinking about what you said of they're taking his parts out. I was just thinking about RoboCop and that scene when they're cutting him open. And the guy's just on top of him like, fuck you, and spits on his mask.
Oh, I forgot about that. It's
Murphy,
all fucking
Murphy, Murphy. Yeah. Like damn,
it was exactly,
that drug always
exactly
looked cool.
Like that.
How long did it take?
It was the procedure was like 10 minutes
each eye or all together.
All together.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
How was the doctor or the? How was the dude? That like, he was cool. Like
he was cool.
Cheers.
Fuck.
Cheers, fellas.
He was cool.
Fucking when I went to go when. I went to the dentist last time.
He kept calling
me. One of the doctors was like, you know, or the dentist guy was like, cleaning my teeth. Dude, he was so close to my face. Like, you know how they get real close? And his fucking breath stunk, dude. I'm just standing here with my mouth open like, fuck. I kind of want to tell him something.
He's
like,
breathing
like,
into your mouth with his nasty
good thing
breath.
He only lasted like 5 minutes.
Did he have a mask on?
This was like 2 years
pre-COVID?
Ago.
Pre-COVID? Oh, shit. Yeah. Let's go every 6 months, guy.
He dragging breath you?
Yeah.
What about did you guys watch the David Cho and Joe Rogan?
I fucking love David Cho. I want to buy some.
Did
paintings.
You watch it though?
Yeah,
the whole thing.
I didn't finish it. I want to finish it. What,
the Anthony Bourdain part?
Hold on, don't tell me that. Don't because
I'm
I
not gonna say
it.
Exactly what happened. But that shit touched me. That shit was some real shit. No, it was some real.
He's
shit.
Like that touched me. I was like,
but
that was
real
shit.
No, I know that's why I know it will be because, dude, I was actually really enjoying. That whole like I was gonna go to sleep. I had to wake up early today. I stayed up at fucking in his room
we
just
like
watching it like
little
kids,
just
like hanging out in his room like just watching it. Just stuck.
It was tight
till like 2 a.m. I was like, oh fuck, it's late as fuck. I need to go. And I think there was still like an hour left. So, but there's a couple things I want to say from that. The first one, Rogan, I fucking love the guy. He's really good at listening. He's good at you know analyzing things. But sometimes I feel like he just needs to like understand that other people's upbringings. Are really different. Like David Cho was talking about being Asian
yeah.
and his experience and how yeah. it kills him and how it makes him feel hurtful. And then Rogan was kind of like, "Oh yeah, but that shouldn't bother you, dude. Or don't do this." It's like, dude, like I get it. You're Italian, but you're basically white. Like you don't understand.
You don't
that.
Get it.
Like you don't. And it's not his fault. He did. And David Cho started explaining a little bit further and stuff. And I think he started
and,
to get it.
And how he explained it was the right way how he explained it.
Yeah,
like, that's really how. I don't know if you went through that, but I know.
Yeah,
we
personally, yeah,
like,
definitely. Where you just feel like, especially when you start to realize, like, oh shit, different from what the majority is here. And then when you realize, like, oh, like, you have to act a certain way around these people. But now, like, that's what your parents bring you up with. Yeah, so it was like...
When he was explaining how when Trump calls it a certain thing...
That's the part that triggered me.
And then...
And he was like, he didn't say that. Yeah. No. I was like, dude, come on.
Or when he was like, the same thing. Where like, he's like,
violence rises and it affects people.
Or, it doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter what he says. You know what I mean?
Like, I get what Rogan's trying to say. Yeah. Like, it shouldn't matter, but it's like... But that's not how it works, unfortunately.
It's just
like
it does affect. He has never been on that side.
Yeah, and it's not his fault. It's definitely not his fault. That's something like fucking in a fucking miracle if that would happen and we get to go on his show. That's something that I would literally like want to bring up and he'll probably fucking fight me on it. But I would be like, hey, I feel like that's something we need to clarify because there's been other people on here that, you know, you just didn't get. And we understand you don't get it, but yeah.
And I would listen to...
Like, Javy Cho was legit.
I would listen to his podcast where he has a butt plug in his mouth. Or when he was explaining how he kidnapped himself, like, that whole thing, I was like, oh,
that shit was tight.
My favorite thing was when he was explaining... I'm telling you, you're going to really like this podcast. It was his explaining... When he was explaining, like, his thought process, where it's like, dude, I can go from, like, all right, be confident right now, come to the front, be confident.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like, fuck, now I'm nervous. Come to the front.
Crazy like, Alex, come to the front. Come
yeah,
to the front.
Yeah, Murder Alex, come to the front.
He has a short bus in his head.
And he was just saying, like, because that's literally what we do all day. Yeah. You know, we have different, really different personalities or different, like, oh, I might be, like, feeling a certain way right now, maybe angry or, like, oh, no, snap out of that shit. And then you try to switch it up. So that was really cool. But, man, I mean, the whole podcast was great. I didn't watch all of it yet. But when he was talking about going to the Congo, or not the Congo, yeah, Congo, right?
Mm-hmm.
At 18... And just because he wanted to search for a fucking dinosaur, like, the balls on that guy. He was hitchhiking all around the country, then ended up in the world. He was living in Serbia, or where was he? Like,
he's in Israel.
Israel.
But that's where I first found out about him. It was on YouTube, because I watched his Thumbs Up with him and his buddy. They'd hitchhike.
Yeah, so that's everywhere. What he was talking
and
about.
That's how I found about him. Then I went to his podcast with Asa Akira.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever, Bobby Lee was on it. Yeah, and that's when he brought Kalila on and all that.
That's another thing I like is he always shouts out Steve, Bobby's brother.
Because I guess they have a band.
Yeah, yeah.
Monchi.
But I was looking at his artwork. I never really looked at his artwork, but that shit's
fucking super sick. I don't know if you follow him on Instagram, but he'll like... trick you into like, oh, I'm just fucking splatting this, I'm splatting that, and then he turns it into something cool.
Oh shit, that looks like the beer.
So yeah, if you guys don't know, how do you say his last name?
David Cho.
David Cho. So David Cho, how he became really wealthy was Facebook, when it first started as a startup, they asked him to do a mural inside of fucking
the wall,
like a on a wall inside of their startup office in Facebook's office. And then they're like, hey, do you want to get paid or do you just want stocks? And that's when Facebook didn't know it was going to be the Facebook of today. David Cho was broke and he still said, oh, I guess I'll just take stocks. He's now worth around $300 million. And he's been able to live whatever life he wants and it's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But going back to the second part that I was going to say was crazy, was when he was in the Congo and he was explaining how he just went to go live with these guys that have no outside world experience or anything like that. They're still hunting with bows and all that. They're making fun of him the whole time. It was super interesting how he was saying like they're hunting baboons and he put a GoPro on one of the dogs. Say these guys are fucking running fast. They have dogs going after them first. I mean, dogs bite the baboons. These guys get it with bows and then they kill it. And then they tie the baboon around them and walk with it. But he said the GoPro footage was trippy. Because, like, you could see, like, the guys, they actually look like baboons look like kind of like humans. He said at night, like, they would be pointing at the baboons. They're over there. And then the baboons are pointing back. Like, it's like 2 foot because they kind of look like humans. So in the GoPro video, like, he was getting bit by the baboons getting bit by the dogs. Like, it kind of looks like, hey, man, fuck, chill, dog. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to get killed. Like, stop. And then it's like, and then they murder it. And then at night, he says when they take all the hair off, or they burn all the hair off, it's like a crucifix. And then you're like eating a human. I'm like, fuck, that's fucking crazy.
But he's also saying about the baboons. I was picturing the whole fucking thing.
Me too. It was so good.
And I just pictured the baboons because he would say that the baboon would pick up the dog, bite it, and just throw it. So in my mind, I just have seen him pinned up against like a rock or something. Just like,
yeah, just fucking it up.
Throwing
it.
Fucking it did. I fucking love that guy.
And but these guys, like they're saying, they're super muscular and like just get up and run. And they hunters and gatherers, like that's still their life. He's like, they're so fucking badass with the bow. And then they actually talk to like birds. Like they'll make like a noise, and the bird will show them where the baboons are. Like shit, yeah. Like that. Like they're or so in tune with nature.
Where the honey's at, yeah.
Oh, the honey. It was the honey. Yeah, they're so in tune with nature. I'm like, fuck, that's. Yeah.
And I guess their shit is level. Super.
We should go
like,
camping.
Oh yeah, people go and take
scientists.
Like yeah, scientists pieces of their stool to go and study it because there's something in it.
But we should go camping and be one with nature.
Shit.
Now me and Melissa wanted to go, but. Yeah.
My buddy wants to go and on the 15th, I think.
Where?
13th, 15th, up north.
Oh, dude, that's... I recommend that to everyone, to go to Yosemite. Yeah. Is that what you're talking about? Like the sequoia trees and shit?
No, yeah. Just... It's
fucking beautiful, dude.
I think past that, like...
The redwoods and all that?
Yeah. I don't know exactly where. I forgot.
Sequoias?
If it's Yosemite, then for sure go. It's worth it, dude. It is so freaking nice out there.
But then I got this and...
Oh, yeah.
What fucking protection from everything?
Hmm? How long? What do you mean? When can't you go get back into real shit?
I'm not supposed to swim for at least a week, and after that,
when was the last time you swam? Anyway,
it's been a while, but
it's been a while.
It's been a while.
But yeah, but then I'm also not supposed to rub my eyes or get punched in the face or literally anything to do with my eyes. That's why I'm still wearing these. I was only supposed to wear them that first day, but I keep them on just because I know I always rub my eyes and shit. Like, I'm so used to just fucking going like that.
Do those fucking goggles, like, trap dust? Like, is it like suctioned onto your face right now, or is there like a gap?
No,
I think you just tightened them like a motherfucker.
It's foam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, it's.
Oh shit! I didn't even notice that. It's.
But the elastic is still pulling it back to.
That's what.
Face,
that's what I meant. Like, it's enough back, where nothing can go in and crack.
It's not all the way. Like, there's holes right here and holes on the bottom and.
Gotcha.
But you just feel better. You just feel better having them on.
Yeah, because I know I'm gonna do this. Like, yeah. I always touch my face. I always touch my eyes. I try to rub, and I'm just gonna fucking wear them for a while. Cause.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck up like a $5,000 surgery.
When are you allowed to have sex again?
Immediately.
With the goggles on, they're all fogged up.
They're not going to get fogged up.
I don't know, dude.
Shit, I don't know, dude, how hot it is today and shit.
No, they're fogging up earlier. That's why I kept fucking doing this. Like,
that's okay. Fucking hot. If you guys are not from California, today is fucking hot as shit.
How do you guys feel about...
I don't think it's just... It's not just... Inland Empire, California, the beaches.
I really need to fucking nice. Listen to that podcast, though.
No, dude, you'll love it. It's really good. Did you guys listen to the Post Malone one?
For a second.
I only got an hour in. There was good parts of it, and then there's other parts where I was like, it's kind of too goofy.
Yeah, I didn't really like it.
But how do you guys feel about people playing music on motorcycles? You know, like they have those Harleys.
I love that shit.
That's just tight.
That's gangster as fuck.
That's just tight as fuck.
The Cholo guys.
Yeah, no, so...
Pulling up by the gas station and
dang,
shit.
I feel like I got attacked this shit. Like, I thought I was going to say something negative. Yeah, hey, you know, the guys that always ride in our...
I felt like he was going to say something negative.
I was going to say, it's fucking dope. Like, yesterday when I came back down here, some guy was playing the music and it was sick. But I just wonder if other people get offended of some of the music they play.
Fuck everyone else.
That's why I only damn, play oldies. Sounds sick. Because no one can get mad at me for that. Not fucking rap shit. I don't understand rap shit. Like,
I don't know. But cussing ever since. When I get my Riker, I'm gonna put fucking the system on it.
I think there's someone come out.
They do.
Yeah.
What's a Riker?
But they're not gonna be the good speakers.
Look it up, son.
The speakers this guy had, it sounded like I was in a fucking room. Like it was so clear. It was dope.
But full Rikers will walk.
Yep. There you go. Huh? That's the.
I don't know what the fuck. You didn't tell me. I don't know what it is.
By, how am I supposed to? Kent. There you go.
This?
Yep.
So that thing burns pretty good? That torch?
It does. I enjoy it.
This is dope, dude.
I like it.
Yeah, I've been wanting to buy a piece of wood, and it sounds fucking ridiculous, but I wanted to get a piece of wood just to start doing that smoking, because I like smoke whiskeys.
Are you ready for another drink? Because I want to burn some more shit.
Almost in a sec.
I didn't really like how it tasted.
You can have
really?
This one.
I like it.
I'm drinking the beer.
I don't like it.
So I went, and like this guy on OfferUp was like, yeah, I'm selling fucking wood and he's making tables out of it and shit. I'm like, all right, whatever, didn't think nothing of it. And then I go over there and he was super cool dude. He's like, hey, yeah, check out my fucking pieces of wood. I'm just looking at random big ass pieces of wood and he's all in love with it. Like, this is this type of wood. it was so cool that at the point I was like, dude, just make me a fucking coffee table. So he's gonna make me one. It's gonna take like 2 weeks or whatever. And then I got that piece of wood. It's like, fuck, that's kind of big, but I'm already here.
Is he pricey?
A little bit, yeah. But
what's pricey?
I need like little nightstands.
Oh, I don't know how much that would be. Probably like 150 or some shit.
That's cheap as fuck.
Each.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has to be. Well, my coffee table is $300.
Dude, if you go to the store and try to buy little nightstands, they're like $300.
Not if you go to IKEA or some shit.
But yeah, it's gonna fall apart.
Yeah, but this is like legit, and he's gonna like make it. But long story short, this dude, I saw
me like that, you
he was wearing MMA stuff, and this guy's trained Pico. You know, like that guy Pico.
Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron Pico. Since he was a Bellator kid, he showed me videos of him, and then Dos Anjos. Mm-hmm. He trained a few people.
Dos Anjos.
And I was like, fuck, that's fucking cool, small world. And he's like, yeah, both of my gyms right now. He's like, because of COVID. He's like, so I was just looking for a side hustle. And he started doing that. He said he's making more money just fucking getting wood and literally just selling the pieces. People are coming down from like San Diego and all kinds of places just for pieces of wood.
And where is he at?
He's Orange County somewhere.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, he was saying that he just met like people that cut down trees and they just call him up and then he goes over there and cuts pieces. Takes them home and then fucking literally sells them for like a shitload. That's pretty cool.
That's tight.
Like, he said he wants to come on the podcast.
That's tight as fuck. Like, he was just like, oh, like a lot of people are doing that right now during COVID. Like, they're pretty much reprogramming themselves. Like, you know, they're in the office, they worked in the office, but they're not working, so they got to figure something out. And they're just doing some random shit.
I thought about getting a second job. Plus, I've been doing that fucking chili oil thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried Postmates the other day. It was cool. I mean,
for real, you did
$50.
Oh, you drove piss Postmates?
Yeah, $50, son.
Yeah, my brother's been making good money.
All I did was four fucking deliveries and $50, and then I don't know how much my fucking tips are, but because my little brother's been doing it, and he's just like, oh, I just go out there, just drive around, and blah, blah, blah. And he showed me like I think it was 2 days, $100, $120, something like that, and then plus the tips.
Oh, yeah.
He was like thinking of cool ways too. He's like, I'm gonna go buy a fucking what's that shit called? Like a tray. So and I'm gonna hand him the bag on the tray and just like, here you go. Have a good day. Like, oh, that's funny. Like, someone's gonna remember that. And I'm like, oh, like, just give him $2 for effort and shit.
Yeah, that's what my brother's been doing too. Like,
dude, that's
saying,
good.
He's saying as long as you're like responsive and shit, like you text him like, hey, your order's on your way. Like, I'll be there. Yeah. Or if they have a chair or a desk outside, like, put it on there and, like, text them, like, hey, I put it on there instead of on the floor. And they're like, oh, my God, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I take a picture, send it to them.
I appreciate that shit. Like, when I get, packages from Amazon. And they put it in a spot where it's not going to get stolen or they try to hide it, I'm like, oh, that dude was actually, like, not being a dick and just throwing it down there.
What a lot of people are doing is they're doing the Postmates course, and then they're also downloading DoorDash, Uber Eats, and whatever the other one is. And one of them's not hitting, they'll turn on the other one and just go do that real quick, turn that one off and go back to DoorDash or whatever. And they're making pretty good money, dude. And you got to think about it. Right now, everyone's fucking home. And especially like today, it's hot as fuck. You don't want to go just to McDonald's fucking wait in line.
I mean, I remember when I worked at pizza places, like the busiest days were when it was hot because nobody wanted to cook. So they would just order pizza.
Yep. Actually pretty cool. Crazy. Pretty cool stuff.
Where you stayed over where you were, or you came over here?
I was literally just going to Burlington, and I just turned it on real quick, and I just did a little area, and then I went to Burlington. I just wanted to try it. And I was like, oh, it was cool.
So you already had it signed up?
Yeah, you just sign up, and it takes like 2 days, I think, because of the little background thing. And then you're good. I literally just went to Burlington just to go fucking, just to go walk around, and I was like, I'm going to try this shit. Turn it on. It was cool, man.
You're not fucking catch. This is fire season, like they were saying. Catch us on fire.
Oh yeah, something's like on fire,
dude. It is fire season. Like if you guys are not from California, whoever's listening, the one listener in the world, California right now is fire fucking season. Like everyone's excited for Shark Week. We know when Shark Week's coming around the corner. We know fire season. Shark Week is this week.
There's two huge fires going on right now.
You can see that bitch.
Yeah, one in like Redlands, Yucaipa, and the other one like in
Beaumont.
Beaumont, yeah.
And those things are going to clash.
Yep.
And it's going to be fucking wicked. So fucking, like, this is the beginning of it, and then next you know, fucking Orange County, fucking LA,
41
earthquakes and fires. Who else? Like, what does everyone else have?
tornadoes. I'd rather have a fucking tsunamis. Earthquake than a fucking tornado.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Hey, fucking Lisa's fucking flying over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
I was watching Twister the other day. Like, they were fucking strapped up to a metal thing. Like, that's first of
with
all.
With a belt.
Yeah, fucking with a belt to a metal thing. Like, that's not going to hold you down, motherfucker. No. Plus, all kinds of it sharp might. Shit is going yeah. on in there. Like, fuck
she's
you.
Just flying at
your
you.
Whole life could just be gone.
That's just nuts.
Like, as far as, like, everything in your house. Like, yeah. That's fucking crazy.
The only time I seen that, like by someone was our cousin Ruben.
The device is disconnected.
The what the fuck shit was that?
On it in here.
Anyways, fucking our cousin Ruben, he drove down to like, I want to say Tennessee or something. I don't know what it was. Somewhere out there. And in Tornado Alley. And he was at a gas station and he started snapping. And it was just like the alarm going, woo, 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 woo. And he was like saying like, dude.
I think that was scary. Like,
they had that shit where you live.
Yeah, and then they posted a... And then he posted like they were all in some little basement inside of like, McDonald's or some shit. And it just sounded crazy, the alarms, but nothing went through.
Like San Clemente, all those cities have those for like hurricanes and shit. Mm-hmm. Not hurricanes. But
oh, you're trying to do a noise? You're trying to do the Aztec fucking. It sounded like that. I thought it was the Aztec fucking like death whistle and shit.
No, it's a fucking a duck dynasty call.
You fucked it up at first?
Yeah, you did the wrong way.
It's all
I used to have a wood one that fucking Bobby stole and he would fucking do it all over the place.
Remember when that show was like a hit? Fucking Duck Dynasty?
Yeah, fucking I think old Psy? People still watch that.
I think they got it taken off because they're like racist as fuck.
Well,
or some shit,
Homeboy
right?
was supporting Trump and then I think Uncle Psy said some racist shit. Which is, come on, you could kind of see it.
I mean,
what happened?
We would watch that show. It was fucking
yeah,
funny
fucking
for a minute.
Funny as fuck.
It's literally from Duck Dynasty, this shit.
Oh, really? Is Duck Commander?
Yeah, it's Duck Commander.
Look oh, fuck.
Got that big five today.
Fucking
Psy
made that shit.
And I remember I was like, this is hilarious.
Or Jep. I always fucking thought that was like the funniest name. Like, yeah, I'm just going to name my son Jep. Look the lazy ass.
What's the funniest Jeffrey. Name you guys can think of?
Jep.
Jesusita, I've seen that before.
What?
Yeah.
Tupac.
What?
No, there's someone named fucking Tupac at Orlando. It was a little kid. Like,
damn.
For real?
Yeah. Dennis's girl. He said, because you know, she takes. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, she said at Orlando there's a that. Kid named Tupac. Like, someone named Tupac. That was a
the
Mexican
number
kid.
Two?
I don't remember. I don't know.
That'd be fucking more hilarious. It was just two PAC.
A little Mexican kid named Tupac.
Or T U P A C.
I always hate the names that they try to change it, like the way they write it, like
Chloe,
like Chloe, and they say like some crazy
K-H-L-O.
Shit.
K H L O.
It's like what the fuck? Yeah. Justin Tina or some shit.
Like Blaze, but they call it Blaze.
Yeah, Blaze.
Aaron.
It's always funny. It's always funny. Like I'm gonna say this person's name, but someone told me that one of their, I think, brother or sister had just had a baby, right? And this fucking guy, he looks like his whole entire family's from the like, Yucatan. Like they're fucking, they're straight, like they're Indian straight fucking Indian. Like, like this fool tried to dress like, I don't know how to explain. Like he's a skater and shit. And like, bro, like let it go, fool. Like fucking just start wearing like Apache shit, fool. Yeah. Fucking represent our people. Like what the fuck? Come
like,
out here with fucking smoke signals
like
or something.
Fucking wear the huaraches.
Yeah, wear huaraches and shit. Fucking, you know, be proud of that shit. But this fool, fucking said that his fucking brother or sister, whoever, named his fucking son Skyler. And their last name is like fucking Rodriguez, fucking Gonzalez. It's fucking wicked. It's like wicked. It's
a George Lopez joke.
Yeah, he showed me a fucking picture of the kid, right? Or of the kids, and they all look like him. I was like, dude. Why don't you just stick with a traditional name like fucking Juan, Jose? They're fucking strong names, bro. Like, you know, fucking, I don't know.
Well, that's like my buddy Boulder. You remember Boulder?
Oh, yeah, Boulder.
His real name was Billy.
What?
Like, no shit, Billy. Like, not, it wasn't Bill, and it was Billy. Billy Rivas.
Well, fucking
that's
Andy.
That's not that bad, though.
Peter.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that shit was
Oh, Andy, that's
hilarious.
Not his name?
No, his real name's no. Peter.
What the fuck? How do you get Andy then?
Yeah.
Andrew is the middle name?
Yeah.
It's Peter, Andrew, Peter. Andrew. Yeah.
Oh,
Peter,
dude,
Andy.
I got a fucking story. I got a story for that shit. There's one time where we're still working there in Corona at this Christmas party. Me, him, my girlfriend, his girlfriend, all sitting at a table, sitting there eating. The boss rolls up, looks at me. He's like, oh, hey, what's up, Aaron? What's going on? So I get up. I'm like, hey, what's going on? Give him a big old handshake. Give him like that little hug. Hey, what's going on? I was like, oh, yeah, this is my cousin right here. He works here, too. So he looks at him. He's like, oh, yeah, how you doing? And he bolts up, jumps out of his chair, looks at him. He's like, hey, I'm Peter.
Oh.
Yeah. Sticks his hand out like straight like this, too. Hi, I'm Peter. And he's like, the boss looks at him like, okay, shakes his hand. And he sits down, looks around. He's like, why the fuck did I say Peter?
Peter. Was he in a lower position than you?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I know who you're talking about, too.
Yeah.
And I know why he probably said Peter, because he's a straight white executive dude.
Yeah.
He's
like, fuck yeah. That. That's but like he shouldn't have done it because he came up to me. He's like, yourself. "Hey, what's up?" Like,
should already hit the vibes.
I don't like that when people do that too. Like, they try to change their name to be like more like, or to try to say their name to be more like white and shit. Like when you're introducing to someone like that's hiring you at work, it's like, dude, they're gonna clock out to the same world. Like,
dude, I was talking shit. I was talking shit the rest of the fucking night. I was like, Peter. Peter, your name's Peter? He's like, shut the fuck up. I got nervous. I didn't know what to say.
I got someone his name is Jaime, but he goes as Jamie.
Yeah.
Oh, like, shit. Get the fuck out of here. And you look fucking like something Jamie. Out of Yucatan too. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Well, that's kind of like Bayard. Well, not really, but.
What, Martin?
Yeah, but I said no, my name's Martin.
I think Martin's a cool ass name.
So your actual name is Martin?
No, like it's Martin, but it's just depends who says it. It depends on who's speaking to me.
But did your dad mean it to be Martin?
I don't think so, no.
You have a middle name? Mm-mm. This is Martin? Marty?
Marty McFly?
Marty McFly.
The fourth. Fucking, when we grew up, there's a chocolate called Carlos the... Or
was Carlos it? V or Carlos something. It had a Roman numeral in it.
Yeah, we'd be like, oh, that's our candy. We never got re-drizzles. We never got fucking paid for that shit.
You said re-drizzles?
Yeah, re-drizzles. So I stopped in half of it. I couldn't say it. So I was just like, oh.
I didn't even catch it. I was like, I don't know what you're trying to
say. Can you say it?
Residual.
There you go.
So what was this 50 Cent Army thing you're talking about?
Oh, yeah. We forgot about a fucking.
Okay. So it's kind of like a like conspiracy propaganda type like, shit.
We already forgot.
Yeah, I already forgot what the fuck we're talking about.
What's going on with 50? Is this 50 Cent?
I thought that's what you. I thought 50 Cent was throwing up like some weird shit.
No, someone was telling me about this, and I was all confused. It was like some dude I know that is big time into conspiracy theories, and he was just like, "Yeah, you heard about the 50 Cent Army, this and that." I was like, "What the fuck is that?" So it's basically China. Has these people on the internet, and they're just like basically like on the internet, just you know, putting propaganda and all that. And it's an actual thing. Like they found out that it's an actual thing. But
I think everyone does that, like Russia and all that. Yeah,
the United States does that shit too. But I didn't know that it's actually called the 50 Cent Army because they literally
trolls do that.
They usually pay these fools fucking 50 cents. Like
they get paid 50 cents.
They get paid 50 cents. That's what they call them, 50 Cent Army. So they're everywhere. I guess they're
so they can just like kind of sway the narrative, I guess.
Yeah, it's propaganda. But I mean, it's gotten so big that they, you know, Harvard University paper on it and all that, and I think they did something else. Like they, I don't want to say infiltrated, but they did something with the Pentagon, and they were just, it fucked something up, but they caught it right away. But it's just like, I was just like tripping out, like, damn, like this is like some movie shit, like. Did you know how they when Trump won, they were just saying, "Oh, it was a bunch of Russian bots and all that." Like, I think it is true. At the same time, it's propaganda from the U.S. They probably found a couple, but at the same time, they're gonna try to blow it up more.
Well, no, there was big farms. They found like big ass farms, but the reason why they did that is it's actually a good thing they caught that and that came to light. Was because that swayed an election. That's why Facebook became so political, because. If you can buy so many ads and target so many pages that, you know, go after a certain narrative, and you want Trump to win because not even because you're working with him, but just because he'll fit the, like, maybe you feel like that's a guy you can control or he'll work with you better, then you can just sway an election by just getting these fucking crazy opinions out.
Which is fucking crazy.
That's why social media is so fucking censored now too.
Well, and they're still on trial for that shit too. Yeah, wasn't it something going on yesterday about it?
They just fucking went on trial for that shit.
About like, having too much power?
They called out fucking
Amazon, all that shit.
Yeah. Fucking
Bezos.
They called out Bezos. Story. They called out Facebook dude. What's his face? Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
They called out who the fuck did they call out? Google. And one more. Apple.
Spotify, I think, was one of them.
Either like poor.
Yeah.
But I didn't know Bezos, like his story. It's pretty crazy. Like, I mean, he was obviously a smart dude, but he was brought up by a Cuban dad. That's a stepdad. His actual dad. His mom got pregnant when she was like in high school or something, like 17. The dude left, and then so later on, his dad's an immigrant, came over, met his mom, and then he just changed his name to Bezos. And then he was brought up with, like, you know, knowing that part of the world, and then also his grandpa was like a super smart like engineer, and then worked on a farm forever, and then that's why he got started to learn to like build things and how things worked, and it's pretty crazy. Like, I always thought he was just like a smart nerdy dude. But
Amazon started off as a like online bookstore too, right?
Yeah. No. Well, he didn't want to miss the internet, so he's like, "How can I just fucking get books on the internet?" And then
once they took out borders, they knew that shit was real.
Yeah, and then eBay, they fucking took out eBay, which eBay was huge. It was when eBay started fucking, everyone started getting a bunch of bullshit from eBay, like some cheap Chinese stuff. You're like, oh, fuck, I hate ordering from here.
Yeah.
You still order from eBay, anybody?
The last time I ordered from eBay was something for the center console for my car.
But council?
Console.
Yes, center console.
Yeah.
Yes. Bunch of tiny minutes they sit in his car. Letting me know what's going on.
Like, a whole bunch of fucking superheroes sitting around.
He's like, fuck, should I get Taco Bell right now? They're like,
we got LASIK bad here. Yeah.
it's like fucking what's that show? The train show with the face? Has a little face on there? Thomas the train.
Yeah.
You know, like, remember that show when he goes to the jukebox and there's a bunch of people in there?
In there, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's in my car. Like, every time I drive, I'm like, so where are we going today? I don't know, Bill. Yesterday, he went around the corner and he went the wrong way. Like,
or right. Like Men in Black when he opens the locker?
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
I feel like we kind of look like we're like trying to be. I don't know. Like, we'd be in a movie where we're like shit superheroes.
That'd be funny.
We'll be like with the glasses.
We'll be like in the shitty Clerks movie. Even shitty Clerks.
I'd be like, hold on.
Yeah.
Oh my god, we're all gonna die. I'm like, hold on.
Stupid.
Just gunfire in the background. Well, I'm still drinking.
You're just going like this and shit. About social media, fucking TikTok.
Oh,
Trump
yeah.
said no more.
He's gonna
Trump said no more?
Yeah, he's going to use executive order.
Really?
Get rid of it.
For what?
I mean, it's been a thing for a while. Like, the military is not even allowed to have it. It's because, so it's a Chinese company that controls it, and they control all the data. So they control all our data. So let's say if you're signing up on there, all your data that you're doing, like, is recorded onto their servers in China. If you start doing ads on TikTok, they have all your fucking payments. Information.
Yeah.
So just imagine a foreign country that is communist that you're like, fuck, I don't know if we trust these guys, have so much data and so much fucking know-how about the way your economy and country works, because there's millions upon millions of fucking people. I think they're in the billions. And then they're just like, oh yeah, we control it. And what they can do with that data is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
I would think they already have some of our data though. And we buy shit from them.
They already
all the time,
do. Because,
sure, but
because TikTok's already been out for a long time. But they have no control of this. It's one thing for Google, an American country, an American company, an American company in this country.
It is its own country, basically.
That has all of our data to be here and know everything that we're doing. But it's different.
Another country.
For China to have all our bullshit. We can't let that happen.
Murphy.
We can't let that happen.
Just be like, Google.
There you go. Let it.
That's a trip. You know what I've been kind of like, not scared, but kind of like worried about? I don't know why I'm worried about it, but COVID? It's like, nah, fuck COVID. That's just annoying.
Yeah, it's annoying.
But Mexico, like going to war to Mexico, imagine the United States going to war with Mexico. That'd be some crazy shit. Yeah. Just because like all this shit that's going on, like, I mean, something needs to happen. Like the government over there is fucking stupid. Like
that's when it gets tricky, is when they decided and say, okay, we got to treat these cartels like
terrorists. Because technically,
they said that a while ago.
They are basically, if you think about it,
they're not taking action on
it. These motherfuckers are posting armies and shit.
Yeah,
like I think it's the Nueva Generación, which is a new one. That's they're fucking big, and they're known for carjackings, and they do like the, you know, badass cars.
That guy Ed Manifesto talks about it. Yeah,
that is fucking crazy. Like, and then there's a big war about to happen within the cartels because I guess power again. It's like. Crazy, because yeah, I mean, that's not just over there. It affects us over here. Like everyone wants to say, "Oh no, it's not over here." Like, fuck you! I could take you down the street real quick.
Oh yeah,
and show you some areas that I'm pretty sure there's some of those motherfuckers out there.
Yeah, because it's already over here. It's already
been
over
here forever.
So, yeah. But I think that's the thinking. Like their thinking is, let them deal with themselves. Let them thin the herd.
Mm-mm.
And then
I think so too.
Once there's one guy on top, we'll go after that one guy.
That's a mob mentality, go after the head of the snake.
Yeah, but the thing is with the cartels, there's not just one guy on top. There's like 50 people.
Yeah, it's a fucking
always someone in line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But isn't that what they did with the Afghanistan and all that shit? And that shit didn't work at all.
Yeah,
but at the same time, you have to know that the fucking CIA and shit like that is fueling all of this shit.
They do that with Escobar for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And Ricky Ross, Rick Ross. I mean, they're probably in it. Oh, I'm sure they are right now.
They're fueling this whole fucking thing just to.
There's some interest in it for sure.
Yeah, just to keep money flowing, just to keep troops coming in, just to keep the fuck they're doing, their own agenda. It's like, boom, let's give them some money or let's. Trap a fucking truck here and all of a sudden we're the heroes for getting a couple kilos when they're still fucking pumping in drugs.
Like, wouldn't you be pissed to be that one driver that they just let
they
get caught?
And shit.
Yeah, yeah, I'd be like, fuck you. Now I'm in prison for life just because you wanted this truck to get caught.
I kind of used the whole Mexico thing with a conversation I had the other day. Some guy was telling me like, oh, we should defund the police. And I was like, no, dude, that's dumb. Like, he meant defund the police as in no more police.
What the fuck?
I was like, that's a stupid way to think. Who the fuck are you going to call? Like, oh, man, someone's going to do this and there's going to be a group. I was like, yeah, it's called a gang, fool. It's called a fucking group. Like, that's fucking stupid. And he's like, no, you don't know. I was like, and I showed him a video. I was like, look at this. This is at 12 in the afternoon on the Tuesday and the cartel's running a fucking muck on this fucking city when they shot it up because they caught... Chapel Sun.
Oh yeah.
And it turned into a fucking war zone. I was like, look at this. Look at what's going on.
Shooting
gave
him back.
Look at what happened. I was like, this is because the police is corrupted as shit.
And he's like, what about the military?
He's like, what about the military? I know, but what about the military? He's like, the military's corrupted as shit too. Like, you want that here?
Well,
again, like, do you want to see that shit here? And he's like, oh, it already happens. I was like,
the main
reason
for that is these guys make $100 a month. Like, they get no money.
No, yeah, yeah.
And you're risking your life against people that have a shitload of money, that have better weapons than you, and that are getting trained probably equally as much as you, probably more often, being better fed, you know, better nutrition. And then...
And they're probably all drugged the fuck up.
Yeah, and it's like, and these guys have nothing to lose because they're trying to prove something. And I'm just a cop that's trying to stop.
And there's also just a good person, a good cop, just how he said, he's trying to, you know, bring his family up, and someone comes up to you with a bag of fucking... I'll give you $1,000 right now if you just walk away.
Yeah, just look the other way.
All right, cool.
Or just they know where your kids are.
That too.
That's the other thing. It's like either you take this fucking sack of cash or everyone you know dies and your whole bloodline gets disappeared.
It's like that saying, plata or plumo.
Yeah.
You better take the fucking gold or you get the fucking bullets, basically. So, yeah, I was telling that person, I was like, nah, you're fucking stupid. And they're like, no, no. I was like, you're fucking stupid. Like, you think some neighborhood's gonna fucking protect and, you and shit? I mean, like,
there's gonna be just little gangs, or you're gonna have to. Dude, you're gonna have to do that.
Those motherfuckers have been showing off everywhere, and like, they show their tanks. They show all the fucking.
They have fucking tanks.
They have submarines. Like, what the fuck,
dude?
They have
helicopters and shit.
Planes that have like technology that's not detected.
And a lot of that shit.
Yeah, but tanks is different.
A lot of that, they have the U.S. government.
You can hide submarines. You can't hide a fucking tank. If you have a tank, you're seeing that shit coming down the street.
Yeah, but against like the police and shit.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like they have like these motherfuckers have enough money to have their own army, and navy, and air force. Like,
fucking nuts.
That's
dude.
How much money they're making off the fucking drugs that they're
off of us, America.
Well, they have that gang in San Diego where they're like straight up assassins for the Mexican cartels, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Where they train them like.
Yeah, they don't exist. But I know what you're talking about.
They do exist. I seen a documentary.
No, they don't. I'm gonna fucking target us and shit.
I don't know what you're talking about, Mark.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
You haven't seen shit.
And it's not just Mexico. It's also like Venezuela. It's fucking. It goes all the way to Colombia.
Everywhere.
Canada. All that shit.
I'm watching right now the mob documentary.
Oh, that's just good, huh?
Yeah, it's fucking really good. I mean, I only got through the first episode so far, but. I mean, you know, I've watched fucking tons of mob documentaries and movies and stuff, but. This one's really good because they're focusing on how much they controlled and how much the cops had no control and how much the cops didn't even know how to stop them and how behind they were and how like ahead these guys were. It was fucking crazy. And then the killings and everything that was going on in New York, and it was just like it became normal. And like they literally took over. It was fucking crazy.
And it like when you think about it, like the mob. Like, yeah, they control the city, but at the same time, they were like, I don't know how to say it, but if you look at it, like they're like block boys. Like, they know their block so good that they're just like, we're going to run this shit.
They're taking care of people, too.
We're going to take care of this shit right here, like, but we're going to run the city. We're going to run the city from here. And they're like grown-ass kids, but just doing some crazy shit.
The smart thing about them, too, is like, you know, they went after politicians, judges, legitimate businesses, like, they were just fucking doing things in ways, and they had like a commission where, you know, you couldn't. Everything was done by these guys, but these guys were running the shots, so like you could never get them. It wasn't until RICO came along where it's like if you're associated, that you take the whole fucking shit. That's fucking nuts.
Well, that's. I mean, JFK's family was involved in all that shit.
Yeah, they're bootleggers.
I'm sure, like the Clintons and all them too. Well, Trump.
His dad. Fucking had like casinos on the water or some shit, or his grandpa.
Yeah, well, that's where a lot of fucking old money comes from. It's all a bunch of shady shit that they figured out how to turn legit. They figured out how to fucking wash the money, and all of a sudden they're just fucking that's heads head of everything. They're rich.
Have you seen that Trump documentary on Netflix? I think it's called The Dark Side of Something. The Dark Side of Trump, I want to say. But it shows like his family was, well, he was close to this one dude that for sure was in the mob, and that was like his guy that introduced him to everything in New York. That's how he became who he is now, like because of his dad too, of course. But that guy kind of opened the doors up to everything, and like some shady shit, like he was trying to get some building, but someone else was going to buy out, so he bought out the air around it.
Yeah,
like. The
thing about it too is you had to work with those mob guys if you were in Trump's business, because they controlled all the unions, mm-hmm. they controlled all the construction, so you had to deal with them no matter what.
Yeah.
And that's fucking smart. They talk about that in the documentary too, is to go after something like the unions, like fucking construction, where the whole fucking, you know, the United States or the economy relies on what you're building. And if you say, hey, everybody strike, then the fucking economy shuts down. If no one to build shit, so it's like that's a lot of power.
That's how the mob controlled construction. That's how Teamsters came up with
That's how they built Vegas.
Fucking fishing boats, fucking Vegas, all kinds of shit like that.
Cuba.
I mean, I'm sure the mob's still around. They're just more legit.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
And MMA fighters.
What about them?
I think like Gotti's nephew or some weird shit like that is an MMA fighter or something like
that. Oh, for real? I don't know that.
I might be lying.
I was like, wait, I never heard of that. Gotti Jr.? Gotti MMA?
Huh. Oh, he's fighting for Legacy?
Oh, it's his nephew.
Oh.
Never heard of him. But, again, like sports are back. League. Have you been watching baseball?
No. Nah. I just saw what the Dodgers...
I watched that game with the guy with the little face, Corey, whatever.
He's from the IE, too.
He's
from Corona High.
Angel game. Watching a little bit of basketball. Basketball's kind of weird, though, without fans. Baseball I could deal with. Because, I mean...
Isn't baseball about to... they're saying that it only has, like, a week left, though. Because they keep catching Corona.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Well, with the NBA... I don't know if anyone's caught it, but one of the players, fucking dumbass, said that he was hungry for wings, but he went to a strip club, and now he's fucking quarantined for 14 days, and now half of his team is going to be quarantined too.
A few of them are doing that too, because I guess they're getting shitty food in that thing that they built for them, so they're just like grocery shopping and saying, fuck it, I have food now, but I'm going to quarantine 14 days.
That's fucking crazy.
It's going to last till next year?
Yeah.
Obviously, but like
Google already
the whole
said,
year?
We're not bringing our employees back till 2021.
Well, dude, they're canceling all kinds of shit, like big shit. Fucking
Lollapalooza.
Well, Lollapalooza is going on right now, actually.
Yeah, not the live stream.
Live. Metallica's going to play today. Or they played yesterday. But
insane.
Yeah, I know.
It still feels like it's not real.
I'm,
it just feels like a long day that hasn't ended yet.
Yeah, I'm waiting for something to happen. I feel like it's building to something has to happen, or I'm just gonna be fucking upset.
What do
the world doesn't
happen?
End or some shit like that.
What the fuck do you want?
The world doesn't have to end, but something drastic like that. Because I feel like it's just like this. And I'm just like, we're all waiting for something, right?
I'm not waiting for anything. Actually,
I don't know.
Doesn't it feel like we're just like?
I want to go back to living, dude.
Shit's kind of happening now. Now that everyone's just fucking stuck at home.
I guess he's in fucking glasses all of a sudden.
Yeah, no one's really stuck on all the little bullshit that's been going on.
I feel like they're stuck on
all the...
We just spoke about cancel culture and all that. People are stuck on little bullshit because they're bored as fuck.
I'm talking about like the fucking congressmen and shit like that. They're starting to fucking wake up and go after everyone that's fucking up. Like, what's her face? Is it... Epstein's girl.
Oh, Maxwell.
Maxwell.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're saying like the
like they're going
child trafficking shit?
Yeah, they're going after that. They're like, that's still fucking steamrolling. There's a bunch of other shit that just
that
just keeps going.
All that just stopped because Congress is on vacation all of August. What to do?
Yeah, but it'll keep going. But I get what you're saying is like crazy ass weird shit is happening this year.
Yeah, like whole
year started with we almost went to war in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that like. All the little shit that usually keeps everyone busy is now gone. So now all these people that are just stuck at home can concentrate on all the big fucking picture shit like this thing and that thing and whatever else is going on. And that's actually coming to light. Like now I'm starting to fucking see fucking commercials about kids that got molested from priests and shit. Like, or not only priests, but fucking, what's the other thing? Where
Boy Scouts.
That, a bunch of other things are like they're starting to fucking put out commercials for all that shit. Like people have time now to focus on the bigger picture things instead of all the tiny little things that used to just run their lives.
Like, hey, we gotta build this freeway.
Yeah.
Or going out and doing all that shit.
Yeah. So now, like,
I feel like everyone's a fucking conspiracy theorist now, though.
Yeah, because
it's everything.
And that's the same thing.
And that's just annoying, too. Like, people would try to tell you shit. It's like, bro, I've been woke since 2008 and shit. Like, fuck out of here.
Or just all their shit they post. Like,
it's just all fucking repost.
We all have a friend that does that.
It's not even a friend.
It's not a friend anymore.
It was just a friend. But now it's like people from high school that I never expected. And now all of a sudden.
Is it an age thing? Like, we're all coming to our. This time
that
of our
does
lives
happen
where
that I mean
be.
From what I what like I've been told too. I have been told is like, you know, once we start getting older, people start getting more into politics because they start like listening to the news more, they got kids and they start to worry about what's going to happen with their future and all that stuff. But no, this conspiracy shit's different. I think this is totally different. This is just a wave that's happening right now with all this information. And it's a lot of it. TikTok does it a lot.
You don't have anything YouTube. To fucking buffer. Like, you're not at work all day anymore. Like, a lot of people aren't at work all day anymore.
Yeah.
They're stuck at home, working from home. So they have a shit ton more time. And they're like, what do I do? What do I do? Let me look up some fucking conspiracies. Or let me look up just fucking Facebook, and all of a sudden, conspiracy, 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 conspiracy.
Facebook is the worst with that shit. It's like,
Facebook is the worst with, like, all of that shit.
But that's what I'm saying. People have a lot more fucking time on their hands now, and all the normal people are fucking just stuck at home seeing all this fucking bullshit. All the other people that are, usually in court and doing all this shit aren't bogged down by all the little tiny things that usually bog them down, but now they could focus on all the big things.
But I think it's turning into a fad, though. That's what it seems like. Yeah. People are doing it to be trendy and shit.
Yeah. Well, fucking shut them down.
I feel like the best thing to do is,
don't listen to the fucking news. Like what you're saying, because someone gets curious and they're like, oh, I want to see what the fuck's up. But also, everybody knows this, and we all probably experience this. When someone first gets a conspiracies, they go hard. They know everything all of a sudden, and they fucking want to fucking teach you everything about it. Then that shit starts to die down after a while when they realize, like, oh, fuck, I don't know shit. I'm just watching the same video over and over. But, conspiracies made, like, this huge fucking... I don't know if it made a comeback, because I don't know if there was always a conspiracies, but it's just all over the place right now.
The mark of the beast is real, though.
So the news...
I read books when I was younger called Left Behind.
That
was a series.
Oh, a series.
And it turned into a movie.
Which with fucking what's his name? Which the movie is ridiculous, stupid.
Oh, but the books are legit.
Yeah, you have imagination like myself.
Okay,
so what's
just because you can see now, maybe you can read it better.
Are you gonna get left behind?
Probably.
I want to know what these books have
because it just had when the Lord comes back.
It's about the fucking rapture.
And then
I don't know shit about religion. So.
Okay, so well, it's,
go ahead.
Let me explain a little better. It's about the fucking rapture.
Thanks. Because he's saying forever.
Yeah, it's about the fucking rapture, where right before the end of the fucking world, all the good people get taken away, and everyone,
the believers,
all the good people get taken away, and everyone else gets left behind. And then that's when the end of the world comes. The plague,
Antichrist.
And fucking Antichrist. All is that the other bullshit. Took probably,
know.
Yeah.
But they're saying when you're wanting to pay for things, it's going to be the mark of the beast. Like,
they'll put
a chip in you or whatever, and that's how you pay. But if you don't
have
that,
have the mark of the beast. It's
that's what I'm saying.
Phone.
Yeah.
It's been there.
Well, that's what people...
It's been there, exactly.
Yeah, I know where you're going. People are saying that's going to happen now because the whole fucking shortage in coins and shit.
It's all coming together, baby.
But if you think about it, like...
I see clearly now.
What about this vaccine?
Not everyone has really used, like, cash or any of that for a while. But now, since COVID, like, no one's been using cash because they're scared to touch it and all that.
Someone told me today, thank you for using your card. I don't know what that meant. It was that big fight when I bought the... Oh, the duck thing.
Your dildo?
I'm dildo.
We probably had no more coin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's because I don't think they had any coins.
I was going to say something about the news. So I've been seeing it like online, but the other day I was watching the Spanish news, and they were talking about something that people are getting random packages like all over the country, and it's from China.
Oh, yeah, with seeds.
The seeds, yeah.
And those seeds are supposed to fuck up our, like, plants and shit.
Yeah, plants and, like, our soil.
Vegetation, yeah.
But how they said it was, like, the most ridiculous thing. They're just, like, as soon as you see a package with fucking Chinese letters or whatever, like, do not touch it. Call the police. This and that. Like, and it was funny, too, because, like, today I got a package, and it was for the stone, and it had little Chinese letters, and my mom seen it, and she was like, son las semillas? I was like, no, I ordered something. Like,
you're like, no, it's just Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
She's like, the devil!
The devil! That was just fucking funny, dude.
I'm not gonna lie, when I got that computer, that laptop sent to me, I thought, fuck, what if, like, I'm gonna be part of this movie right now? When I open it, it's like, all right, you're being hacked. If you turn this computer off, fucking your whole family dies. Like, one of those movies. Like, I was just thinking crazy like that. Or it's a bomb if I open it. Like,
that's too much. You're not in Speed. You're not on the bus.
I know.
You're not Keanu Reeves.
No, what's the one when he's in the phone booth? Is it just called phone booth?
I think it's called phone booth.
That one's scary. That's the fucking scary one.
He's in that one?
Why? Because you're going to be...
No, that's another movie.
Because you're going to be on the phone. You can't text.
So
that's why it's scary. You're like, ah, oh, how do I text on this shit?
When's the last time you've seen a fucking a phone booth or a phone like that?
I was watching a documentary on Netflix about
actually in Mexico
about this dude that
I used
from New York
payphone. Not
he like found Metallica and all this stuff. He was A&R, but he was gay and he would walk down the street and when he'd pass a phone, it would ring, so he'd answer it and it was just another dude just saying, oh, look up at the window. But he would look up and the dude would be jerking off or something like that. And then the guy would be like, oh, what number are you? So he'd, what number of building are you? Buzz me in. So he'd get buzzed in. He would just go up to have sex and just leave. So if there was a...
What the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, so there was dudes that would just look out and watch people walk down the street. And if it's someone they liked, they would just call the payphone right there.
That's
that
happened fucking to you in Mexico? Weird.
That happened to you in Mexico, Eric? That shit ring?
No comment.
Hola, señor, ¿cómo está?
That's fucking a weird story.
That's weird as fuck, actually.
That's crazy.
They're all in the 80s? Living in these little boxes all high in the air and shit, just looking down.
I want to get that guy right there. This is a movie or a porn?
No, it's it was on Netflix, a documentary about...
That's one of your new productions or what? For booty?
No,
your,
it's just this guy that found booty? Like Metallica. Like he was in the whole New booty. York scene with the all that rock shit.
Damn, I was picturing this shit like in London or something because of the phone, the red. So that was just in New York. Like,
that's weird. That's some weird shit. People do some weird shit.
Well, back in the day, why not?
What's his name?
If you lived up there and you seen a good-looking chick walking by and just you don't have cell phones, you don't have like Tinder and all that bullshit.
What's his
name?
That's
their Tinder, I guess.
Well, who's that guy that walked across the country?
Posner.
Yeah, Mike Posner. He talked about how he would use the restroom at like Walmarts and shit, and then I guess he wanted to just want to go take a dump inside of Walmart. And then some dude was like knocking, hey man. He's like, hey, what the fuck, dude? He's like, hey man, what's up? My name is da da da. And he's like, dude, fuck, like,
you like, tapped
why
your foot
talking
twice.
To me? Yeah. And then I guess that's like a pickup thing. Like, they would go like these certain bathrooms at Walmart, and that means like they're going to hook up.
I think like some weird, high.
Like some glory hole type of shit.
Yeah, some high class or high up politician. He would go to airports like that, and then you would just do like he would do something with his foot, like it's a signal, and then that's where he would do his nasty with the dude, and then leave. But he got caught.
That's fucking.
Talk about glory holes. Fucking. I was watching it. I forgot what it was on Fire
Transition.
Fighter and the Kid or something. They're saying that Canada pretty much said that like because they don't want you to have like people no contact. So it's like when you're having sex, make sure you fucking do the less contact you can. But they said do it through a glory hole. Like put something in front of you and your partner.
And just, a shield?
Like they're so nice on
yeah.
You.
Yeah. Like
you just lay her, the shield on top of her and you just bump like this.
That's fucking weird. Huh?
Yeah. When you made that noise, it reminded me of fucking Coneheads when they he puts a cone on.
Coneheads.
New definition to smashing.
Smashing through the glory hole. That's fucking weird. Weird times, ladies and gentlemen. Weird times.
Let's fucking end this.
Yeah.
7125media.com.
Can't breathe.
All right. We're out. Later.